Next patient is Leslie Cannon. The next patient is Leslie Cannon, L-E-S-L-I-E, Leslie Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N, Cannon, Leslie Cannon. The date of birth is 5/28/54. Date of visit. The date of visit is 2/20/24. Please make copy for Matthew Dorman. D-O-R-M-A-N, Matthew, M-A-T-H-E-W, Dorman is D as in David, D-O-R-M-A-N, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Matt, thank you for sending Leslie Cannon for evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of COPD, O2 dependent. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 69-year-old female with a past history of COPD. And oxygen dependency. What is it? Dependency has been experiencing shortest breath, cough, and wheezing, and uses a scooter and wheelchair to get around. The patient has been on nebulized bronchodilators as well as on a Symbicort inhaler with fairly good control of her symptoms. She did have a low dose chest CT in December of 22, which showed no lung nodules but stable scarring in the right lower lobe and diffuse central lobular emphysema, period. No lymphadenopathy noted, period. Patient denies any recent weight loss and has had no leg swelling and no calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant 4. Spinal fusion in 1988. Also had lumbar laminectomy in 1986. And she has chronic back pain. She also is a known hypertensive for over 10 years and has peripheral vascular disease requiring angioplasties. There's a history of hyperlipidemia. Next, next paragraph. Allergies to Celebrex. Next. Oh, can you please add in the past history? Past history also includes history of peptic ulcer disease.
Another one,
Peptic ulcer disease. the anemia. The next paragraph. Average the patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and quit. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of lung cancer. Father died of heart attack. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no weight loss. She has no fatigue or fever. There's no glaucoma, cataracts, denies vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. And she has wheezing and shortness of breath. She also has constipation and abdominal bloating. She denies chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or calf muscle pains, and no leg edema. She has some depression. And no easy bruising or bleeding gums. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. No headache, seizures, or numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Next, medalist included the Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Norvasc 2.5 milligrams daily. Trazodone 300 milligrams HS. Suboxone 2 milligrams BID. Gabapentin 600 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams HS. Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Famotidine 10 milligrams BID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built female who is alert, no acute distress, no clubbing or cyanosis, no lymphadenopathy or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 by 74, pulse is 70, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 120 pounds, saturation 92. HEND down cyanic pupils react when equal. Tongue is mild, throat is mild injected, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise. No thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper chest with prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2 with no murmurs and S3. The abdomen is soft. Benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. The extremities reveal varicosities and minimal edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is peripheral neuropathy. Number 3 is depression. Number 4, peripheral vascular disease. And number 5 is hypertension. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest, low dose, and also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She will use the nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times daily. And continue with Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Copy of her recent labs will be requested. And follow-up will be arranged approximately. Can you also mention the patient will Also continue using O2 at 2 liters at nights and PRN daytime. And a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. A copy for Matthew Dorman, M.D. Dorman, D-O-R-M-A-N, M.D. Thank you.